It's about to go down.
It's about to go down.
It's about to go down.
What in the weekend?
Check, check. Check out what's coming at you this weekend, people.
Let's get into it.
What in the weekend is brought to you by Crest Pro Health. Feel the deep clean. Crest Pro Health Intensive Clean Toothpaste cleans beyond what you can see to fight cavities, plaque, and gingivitis. Go pro with Crest Pro Health.
Nikki Woods, what in the weekend is going on, girl?
Well, Skip and Damon, there are 364 shopping days until next Christmas. Just in case you're counting. And trust me, some people will be in the stores. They're going to be spending the gift cards, some returning gifts, and others buying decorations at 60% off. I will not be doing any of the above.
No.
I'm just saying. No. But what I will be doing, it's a big weekend movie, and I'm happy about that. Aside from Annie, which is a great family movie for the holidays, Christmas also brought in new releases like The Gambler, starring Mark Wahlberg, Into the Woods, a twist on the classic fairy tale. Well, actually, it's a bunch of fairy tales starring Meryl Streep. And then there's the critically acclaimed Selma, directed by Ava DuVernay. Oprah Winfrey plays civil rights leader Annie Lee Cooper, and here she talks about it.
You know, I have always believed in divine timing in my own life. Things just happen as they should. Tonight, I saw it in a way that I hadn't seen it before. And I'm proud of what we were able to do with the film.
So choked up. But I heard it. I mean, it's even the trailer is extremely powerful. I'm taking my boys to see it, and I'm really, really excited about seeing this film. And I don't know, Damon, if you heard Ava's interview, but she said this is the first major motion picture about Martin Luther King. I mean, there have been TV movies and this, but a major, wow. Yeah, this is the first one, and I hadn't realized that. So that's really exciting, too.
And I was telling people that they should walk to the theater.
March.
If you drive to see Selma, you bogus.
Link your arms and march. On TV tonight, if you miss the Soul Train Awards hosted by Wendy Williams Thanksgiving weekend, you can check it out on BET, and then we can start the whole conversation again about Kool and the Gang tributes and how we felt about that. People were really disappointed in that one. Tomorrow, Michael Sam, the first openly gay NFL player, has some new revelations for Oprah when he talks to her. On Sunday, TLC looks back at The Romance in 2014 on Sunday special, TLC's Year of Love. And Houston, it's free hip-hop day tomorrow at the Break Free Community Center. There are going to be classes on hip-hop dance, art, poetry, the whole nine. Jagged Edge is at Vegas Nightlife in Charlotte tomorrow night. Also, I'll Be Sure, John B. and Christopher Williams in concert. That is tomorrow at 7 at the Promontory in Hyde Park. Fantasia is at the Playhouse Square in Cleveland. And Damon, what will you be doing?
I will be preparing for my 16th annual New Year's Eve comedy bash at Star Plaza Theater. Tickets at starplazatheater.com.
What does that preparation look like?
It looks like doing nothing because I'm off.
Making up lies to tell.
It's the first weekend I've been off probably since I've been doing this show.
Oh, today is National Whiners Day. Too bad we didn't get Jackie to check in with a good whiny Wayne story.
Oh, Wayne, where are you today?
You can text us at 646-464. Let us know what in the weekend you're doing. Skip.